Naomi desu.
Peter here. Sights and sounds. Which way is the Meiji Shrine? Naomi sensei.
Hai. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. So, kono shashin dou desu ka? How about this picture?
Kore wa Meiji Dori teiu no to Yoyogi Kouen toiu ji ga miemasu ne. I can see the letter for Yoyogi Kouen and Meiji Dori. So, it must be a Harajuku Station?
You think so? Harajuku Station?
Meiji Jingumai Station.
I think you're right.
So desu ka?
And you know why I think you're right? Because on the left side, you can see a little bit of green.
Ah! That's a subway sign.
And not just any subway sign. What subway?
Chiyoda Line.
That's right. So I'm pretty sure that your guess is accurate.
Ah, yokatta desu. That's good.
So... these maps are just the best things since sliced bread. I mean, at every station, they have an elaborate list of what is at each exit. And most of the time, if you ask the person working at the station, they'll tell you the exit of the place you're looking for. Because some subway stations can have many, many exits.
So desu ne.
And that is what we're going to talk about today. Finding the right exit.
Hai.
I mean, Shinjuku.
Ah.
Osugite. There's just too many of them.
It's like a maze.
Really?
Yeah. Shinjuku? Ikebukuro?
Meikyu.
Meikyu. Meikyu is a good word, but there is easier word, which is Meiro.
Ah. Meikyu is like a labyrinth.
Hai.
And Meiro is like...
maze.
All makes sense now.
Hai.
Okay, so yes, this station is not too bad.
So desu ne.
So, and again, they have the exits clearly defined, so we're going to talk about which one we want to take. Now, Naomi-sensei, what kind of Japanese do we have here?
Casual, informal.
So, conversation between two friends.
Hai.
Trying to find out which exit to take.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready, Naomi-sensei?
Hai.
All right, here we go.
やっと駅に着いたね。明治神宮はどっちの出口だろう。あそこに看板があるよ。明治神宮は代々木方面出口だって。あれ？でも一番出口は閉鎖中だって。どうしよう。大丈夫だよ。明治神宮は2番出口って書いてあるじゃん。俺っていつもおっちょこちょいだよな。
ま、それが守るのいいところでしょ。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。やっと駅に着いたね。明治神宮はどっちの出口だろう。あそこに看板があるよ。
明治神宮は代々木方面出口だって。あれ？でも一番出口は閉鎖中だって。どうしよう。大丈夫だよ。明治神宮は2番出口って書いてあるじゃん。俺って
いつもおっちょこちょいだよな。ま、それが守るのいいところでしょう。次は英語が入ります。やっと駅に着いたね。We're
finally here at the station.
明治神宮はどっちの出口だろう。Which
exit is Meiji Shrine?
あそこに看板があるよ。There's
a sign over there.
明治神宮は代々木方面出口だって。Meiji
Shrine is the Yoyogi exit.
あれ？でも一番出口は閉鎖中だって。どうしよう。Wait,
but it says that exit 1 is closed. What should we do?
大丈夫だよ。明治神宮は2番出口って書いてあるじゃん。It's
okay. It says that Meiji Shrine is outside exit 2.
俺っていつもおっちょこちょいだよな。
You know me. I'm always spacing out.
ま、それが守のいいところでしょ。
Well, that's your strength.
Naomi 先生。
はい。
この回はどう思いましたか？
出口はとても便利な言葉ですね。I think 出口 is a very useful word.
Exit.
はい。
What's kind of stuck out here, and I've never even seen this, how do we say that the exit's closed?
出口は閉鎖中。
この閉鎖中、I've never heard this word.
そうね。閉鎖中 is a very difficult word, but 中, I'm pretty sure that you've heard the expression 中, like 会議中 or 食事中。
もちろんです。
はい。
All right, let's take a look at some of the other vocab. Naomi sensei, what do we have first?
やっと.
At last.
やっと. やっと.
Next we have?
つく.
To arrive at.
つく. つく.
Now, there are many meanings to つく. Just hearing this alone is not enough because there are many words pronounced つく.
Mm.
So, either by context or the kanji character,
そうですね。
we can decipher the meaning of this word. So, this one means to arrive in this case. So, what we're going to do is give you a sample sentence using the previous vocab word and this vocab word too. Naomi sensei, お願いします。
やっと東京に着いた。
I or we, depending on who's in the party, have finally arrived in Tokyo. Now, this やっと。
はい。
What can we surmise from the usage of yatto in this sentence? I think it's pretty safe to say that it was a rough trip.
そうですね。
Maybe there was a delay.
Ah.
Maybe they were traveling with their...
Heavy luggage. Noisy
or,
kids.
I was just going to say that. So, yeah, it was a long trip. So, yatto.
Finally! っていう感じですね。
Mm.Next, we have
看板
signboard.
看板看板
bulletin board. How about the pitch accent here? What do we have?
看板flat.
So we rise on the second syllable and stay flat.
はい。
One more time.
はい。看板
Next, we have.
方面
Direction.
方面方面
So, rising and then falling.
はい
Followed by?
出口
Exit.
出口出口
So, this one kind of remains flat?
そうですね。で is high and 口 is low.
So, high to low.
はい
出口
そうです。Perfect.
This is followed by?
閉鎖
Closing.
閉鎖閉鎖
So, rises up on the middle sound.
はい
And stays high.
そうです。
閉鎖
そうです。閉鎖
閉鎖
そうです。Perfect.
The second time was good.
はい
The first time was you were just being nice. So, low to high. Next、はい、we have?
中
While.
中う中
Now again, this is when this is in the post position, after. This is for when this follows some kind of activity.、
Mm.
Here, this is used to indicate that something or something is still going on, still in the middle of something.
そうですね。
Finally, we have?
おっちょこちょい。
Careless person?
はい、そうです。おっちょこちょい。おっちょこちょい。
Okay, first things first, who uses this word? Is this used by all age groups, or is it kind of an older word, or what kind of word is this?
It sounds a bit old word, but it's often used among friends. You can never call your boss Ochokochoi.
Ochokochoi.
Ochokochoi. You are Ochokochoi desu ne. Chotto rude.
Or at least not to the face.
Ah, so ne.
So, what about pitch accent here? Where are we going?
ちょこちょい
Low, high, low.
はい、そうです。
All right, here goes nothing. おちょこちょい。
そうです。
I don't know if I got the falling at the end there, but...
大丈夫ですよ。ちょい。
ちょい。
そう。おっちょこちょい。
おっちょこちょい。
Perfect.
We'll see about that when we hear the edited version. But for now, it's good enough. Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. First we have...
やっと駅に着いたね。
We're finally here at the station. And what's noticeable about this sentence is the subject is inferred. In this sentence, what is the subject?
私たち。
We.
Or, since they are young boys, 俺たち。Or, 僕たち。
So depending on the politeness level, depending on their relationship,
はい。
Most likely, 僕たち or 俺たち。
そうですね。
But again, inferred.
はい。
Second line we have?
明治神宮はどっちの出口だろう?
Which exit is Meiji Shrine? Now, spoken casual Japanese. Let's take a look. What would this be if it was a textbook sentence?
明治神宮はどちらの出口でしょうか?
So, in essence, the sentence is the same, just two words changed. What two words are those?
どっち?
In the informal, we have どっち。But in polite, we had?
どちら。
So, in casual Japanese, in informal situations, どちら becomes?
どっち。
One more word changed. In the polite version, the final word we had?
でしょう。
Or, でしょうか、depending on if you want that question marking particle in there. In the informal version, we had?
だろう。Or, だろうか。
Which is the informal casual way of saying でしょう。So,In essence, the structure is the same, just some key components change. Now, this is two guys speaking. If it was a girl, would they say, if it was a female speaker, would she say, だろう?
Yeah, I think so. Or, どちらの出口かな?
A little bit more toned down, yeah. はい。I wonder.
はい。
Okay, on we go. Next we have?
あそこに看板があるよ。
There's a sign over there. Pretty straightforward here. あそこに over there.Kanban, sign, marked by the subject marking particle ga, aru, there is. So over there, a sign there is. There's a sign over there. Notice how we go back to front. We start at the back and work our way towards the front when we translate. The final verb here is, there is a board, a sign, over there. Complete opposite. Then we have?
明治神宮は代々木方面出口だって。
Okay, so here we're going to really look at the sentence. First, we have a filler, which is? Why would he say this? What is he doing? What action do you think he's doing at this particular time?
I think he is looking at the kanban, the signboard.
So while he's looking for his destination, he puts in the filler,
etto.
So again, you'll hear this quite often, especially in spoken Japanese when people are thinking about what to respond. Before speaking, they'll put in this filler. And then further evidence is, then he gives the place he's looking for.
明治神宮は...
Kind of like in English would be, 明治 shrine. So looking. Let me see. Followed by...
代々木方面出口だって。
Literally, Yoyogi direction, exit, it said. Now, first we have Yoyogi, place's name. Then we have?
方面.
The direction, followed by?
出口.
Exit. So very straightforward. Yoyogi direction, exit. Now, this interesting part comes to the end. だって.
はい.
This te is short for?
と書いてあります.
Is written here.
はい.
But this だって is used when...The speaker receives information from a third party, whether spoken or whether they received the information from a verbal exchange or they read it somewhere or they got where they got the information from. And the means by which they got it is inferred afterwards. Let's just clarify that a bit more. In this case, the speaker received the information by looking. So it was te kaite aru.
Hai.
So it was to kaite aru.
Hai. To kaite aru or to kaite arimasu.
It was written there.But if you got the information from someone working at the station, how would it be?
と言っている。
He's saying that it's over here. So what comes after that is inferred, but it's always used as だって。
はい。
When you get information from a third party and you're telling the listener, it's enough to say だって with what comes after that inferred.
If you want to be more polite, you can say, Yoyogi 方面出口ですって。
But again, after, what comes after te is inferred.
はい。
What comes before it is a little more polite.
はい。
But again, this is a pattern used when you get information from a third party and are conveying it to a listener.
そうです。
So, let's see. I have a really good example. I come directly to the studio. You went to the office and the studio. I show up and Sakura and Natsuko, they're both not here.
Sakura と Natsuko はいないって。
So, you know that information and you're conveying it to me. I am the listener. Naomi's the speaker. But who did you get the information from?
Third party.
So, can that third party speaker be Sakura and Natsuko themselves?
はい。
So, anybody, right?
はい、そうです。
So, it doesn't matter where you get the information or how you get it, when you're conveying that information from the third party to a listener or another party, you can easily convey it just by saying te. And this structure is used so often. If I'm reading a newspaper and I see that the price of milk is going to drop,
牛乳が安くなるって。
So, Naomi's getting the information directly from a newspaper, then conveying it to me, so she has to attach that te. Meaning that she got the information from somewhere else, directly quoting. So if you have some, this is a great structure to test out on some friends and really play with, because you could pretty much add it to any information you come across from someone else.
そうですね。By using this sentence, you can put your responsibility to somebody else. I'm not saying, someone said, or I read.
I heard, someone said.
Hi.
Okay, we'll have a further explanation of this inside the PDF. Naomi-sensei, what do we have next?
あれ?でも一番出口は閉鎖中だって。
Wait, but it says that exit one is closed. Here again we have だって。And what is inferred after this て?
て書いてある。
So in another location, so maybe they headed out that way, or maybe right below that there's a sign that says, and sure enough, right in the middle of the picture,We have this written.
閉鎖中.
So, the previous speaker didn't really realize that there it is. So, then he follows up with?
どうしよう?
What should we do? Something quick about this. だって. Now, if it's a verb that precedes it, do we still say だって?
行くって、見るって. So, dictionary form plus て.
Yeah, or the plain form.
Of course, only when you are talking about future event or present event. 行くって、来るって、見るって。
Yeah, he said he would go, she said he would go, he said he would look, he said he would watch, he said he would do that. But the plain form, but with nouns and non-adjectives, you need that だって。
はい、そうです。
The other forms, it's just a plain form followed by て。
はい。
Okay, running short on time. So, the next sentence we have?
大丈夫だよ。
It's okay.
明治神宮は2番出口って書いてあるじゃん。
So, this time, what was inferred previously is explained verbally. 書いてあるじゃん。It's written there.
はい。
And then we have te again. But this te is actually a different structure than the one we were just talking about. So we're going to cover this and then we're going to stop there because this lesson is getting long. What do we have, Naomi-sensei?
俺っていつもおっちょこちょいだよな。
Now this te is...
というのは。
Short for that. And kind of translated, close translation, rough translation, speaking of.
そうですね。Kind of like topic marker?
Yeah.Kind of like speaking of me, or it's so me, or like me, or indicating that you're speaking about that person, or indicating that you're speaking about that thing. And it's followed by always so hasty. And then finally we have,
ま、それが守のいいところでしょ?
But that's your good point. But that's what's good about you. I suppose.
そうですね。それがピーターさんの良いところでしょ?とか。
But let's just take a look at this て。So if I was speaking about Naomi-sensei. Naomi-sensei って素晴らしいですね。
ごますりね。
Kissing up? Just a little bit. But it's so true. Like, Naomi, you're so great.
あ、例えばピーターさんっていつも忙しいよね。
Peter, you're always busy.
そうですね。
He's always busy.
はい。
I think a kind of a difference here is between wa. One difference that I could see right away is that with te, it kind of bides you, it's kind of almost acts as a bit of a filler where you have a little more time to think of what you're going to say. Naomi te, so on, so on, so on. So like something...more interesting is coming after it.
そうね、そうですね。You can't, if you use wa instead, you don't have much time to think.
Yeah.
Right? 俺はいつもちょこちょいだな。
I'm always so hasty.
You have to say it. Yeah. Yeah, quickly. 俺って。
So you're kind of like thinking, you're thinking about what you're going to say,、mm. but it's, what's said before it is still the topic. So it gives you time to be more diplomatic.
そうでしょうね。
All right, lots more inside the PDF today. Long lesson, but that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
やっと駅に着いたね。
明治神宮はどっちの出口だろう。
あそこに看板があるよ。
明治神宮は代々木方面出口だって。
あれ？でも一番出口は閉鎖中だって。どうしよう。
大丈夫だよ。明治神宮は2番出口って書いてあるじゃん。
俺っていつもおっちょこちょいだよな。
ま、それが守るのいいところでしょ。